The unseen path of the unyielding judge, the unseen path Cale Varn's boots were worn smooth, polished by the countless miles he'd walked. He navigated streets unseen, a ghost in the shadows. In a city that valued silence above all else, Cale was its master. His specialty lay not in bloodshed or spectacle, but in correcting balance, whispers in dark alleys and silent disappearances where the unwary expected nothing. A faint hum of conversation accompanied him as he entered the cramped Nightforge Tavern. Curators from various guilds huddled together, discussing the recent happenings on the Ashen Roads. Cale wove through the crowd with practiced ease, his eyes scanning for a figure. The unyielding judge had requested his presence. He spotted a lone patron seated near the back, hood thrown over their face. The air was thick with smoke and stale ale as Cale slid onto the bench across from them. The patron raised its head, revealing piercing blue-green eyes, those of Lady Lyrian, curator of Everia's Black Rose Order. "Lyrian," Cale said, his voice low and smooth as he sipped a drink from the nearby barkeep. "Cale." Her gaze lingered on the intricate silver pin on his cloak before locking onto his face. "I've heard your work in the Last Saven District has been subtle." The conversation flowed easily between them as they discussed recent events, discussing how some of these events might have been avoided if people knew how to properly use their gifts without burning themselves out. The costs would be less immediate, but still there. "Your services are requested at Thalos's Manor," she said finally, the invitation tinged with something akin to a warning. Cale set his mug down. "Tell me." As he rose from the bench and followed Lyrian through the winding streets of Nightforge, Cale sensed he walked the unseen path, one where only echoes and whispers guided him toward justice, where blood might not always be the currency for balance. In that moment, it seemed he stood between two worlds, a realm where correction took precedence over spectacle, and those who served as custodians of that order. They reached the manor's grand halls, where a solemn figure awaited them. Thalos, a master in his own right, spoke in low tones, citing an imbalance that had developed along the Ashen Roads. The cost of correction wasn't merely gold or prestige, but something more tangible, perhaps a fragment of memory, a lost night's sleep, or even a loved one's absence. "I need you to rectify this without drawing attention," Thalos said. Cale listened attentively, considering each word as he would weigh the threads in an invisible tapestry. When he agreed, the cost was already clear. The weariness of countless miles traversed would soon become his own to bear. With Lyrian by his side, they navigated through the shadows to a forgotten section of the manor's walls. There, Cale began to speak softly into the wall, weaving the unseen path in whispers and silence. Thalos provided no further explanation but stood watch with a quiet understanding that he trusted Cale's path. When Cale finally emerged from his concentration, Thalos nodded without comment, and Lyrian's eyes flickered with approval. As they departed into the night air, Cale realized this correction exacted an immediate toll, one not of blood or coin, but of memory itself. He'd forgotten the small part of himself in that moment. As he walked away from Thalos's manor and into the city's night, his memories would slowly unravel like threads pulled loose, the cost accumulating over time until he faced it head-on. The city's night air enveloped Cale like a shroud, thick with the smells of smoke and cooking fires from kitchen hearths. He walked in silence, his mind working through the task at hand. Lyrian fell into step beside him, her eyes fixed on some point ahead as they navigated the narrow streets. "You're quiet," she said finally, her voice low. "The cost is already taking its toll." Cale nodded, his thoughts churning over the price of memory. It was a rare one indeed, and he knew it would leave its mark, perhaps not today or tomorrow, but soon enough. He didn't bother to ask her what she thought of Thalos's decision to entrust him with this task. They both understood the intricacies of balance, and how its correction could never be rushed. As they turned a corner, a commotion spilled into the street ahead. Torches flared in the darkness, casting flickering shadows on the walls as people clashed outside the gates of the city's old district, the Forgotten Quarter, where those with tainted blood were forced to live. Kale slowed his pace, watching as two burly men wrestled a young woman into the streets. She screamed, her face wild and frantic. A hooded figure detached itself from the crowd, its eyes gleaming like lanterns in the dark. "Leave her be," it growled, voice low but menacing. Kale's instincts twitched. There was something about the speaker that jarred against his senses, like a wrong note struck on an instrument. He'd heard whispers of such creatures, though never seen one before. The figure stepped forward, and the commotion ceased. People parted as it moved toward the struggling woman. "My apologies," Kale said softly to Lyrian, already turning toward the scene unfolding ahead. The hooded figure's presence was a magnet, drawing Kale toward the commotion. Lyrian stayed close behind him, her eyes locked on the scene unfolding ahead. As they approached, the woman's struggles grew weaker, her arms limp as she was dragged by the burly men into the darkness. The hooded figure reached out and gently grasped one of the men's arms, its grip like a vise. "Enough," it said, voice low but commanding. The men released their hold on the woman, who collapsed onto the cobblestones, gasping for breath. Kale's instincts told him to intervene, but something about this creature's presence stayed his hand. Its eyes gleamed with an otherworldly light, and a faint hum emanated from it like the quiet thrum of a harp string. The figure turned to the woman, who stared up at it with a mixture of fear and fascination. "Are you here for the shipment?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. The hooded figure nodded once, its head dipping forward in a slow, almost imperceptible movement. Kale's eyes narrowed. There was something he didn't understand about this exchange, a thread that seemed to weave itself into the fabric of the city's intrigue. Lyrian leaned in close, her voice barely audible over the hum of the hooded figure's presence. "That's Antera," she whispered to Kale. "Rumors say they're the guardians of the Nightforged Roads, tasked with delivering packages." Her words hung in the air like a challenge, and Kale's mind worked overtime to untangle the web of secrets unfolding before him. The woman scrambled to her feet, brushing off her tattered cloak as if it were silk. She glanced at the hooded figure with a hint of curiosity, then turned to face the city's residents, who watched from the shadows with a mix of fascination and fear. "You're here for the one they call the Devourer," she said, voice steady now. "A package for a client." Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he realized this was connected to Thalos's task, but in ways he couldn't yet comprehend. The Entera stepped forward, its eyes scanning the crowd with an unnerving intensity. The hum emanating from it grew louder, a low thrum that seemed to vibrate through the very air itself. "I will take it now," it said, voice firm and unyielding. The woman hesitated, then nodded once before producing a small package wrapped in black cloth from beneath her cloak. As she handed it over to the Entera, Kale felt a jolt of recognition. This was connected to the balance he'd been tasked with restoring. "But for what purpose?" He exchanged a glance with Lyrian, who raised an eyebrow as if asking the same question. The hooded figure's eyes seemed to burn with an inner fire as it accepted the package, its presence radiating an aura of power that made Kale's skin prickle. The Entera turned and vanished into the night, leaving behind a whisper of movement like a bird taking flight. The woman watched it go before turning back to the crowd, her eyes locking onto Kale's. "That was the Devourer," she said, voice low and urgent. "A monster that feeds on hope." Kale felt a chill run down his spine as he realized this was more than just a delivery. It was a key part of Thalos's task, one that would require him to walk the fine line between correction and catastrophe. Lyrian tugged at his arm, her voice soft but insistent. "We should go." Kale nodded, though his mind remained fixed on the events unfolding around them. He had a feeling that he was missing pieces of the puzzle, threads that would soon become clear, but for now, all he could do was follow the trail of whispers and shadows into the heart of the night. As they walked, Kale's thoughts swirled with the events at the Forgotten Porter, trying to make sense of the Entera's presence and its connection to Thalos's task. Lyrian remained silent, her pace matching his as they wove through the narrow streets. The city's night air still clung to him like a shroud, heavy with the smells of smoke and decay. They walked for several blocks before reaching the city gate, where the sentries eyed them warily as they passed into the quieter district beyond. Here, the houses were larger and more ornate, their facades reflecting the fading moonlight in intricate patterns. Kale felt a fleeting sense of unease as he recognized the area he'd been here before, many years ago, with a companion who was no longer by his side. "We should speak with Thalos about this," Lyrian said suddenly, her voice low and deliberate. "The Entera's presence suggests we're dealing with forces beyond our understanding." Kale nodded in agreement, though he knew Thalos would be as tight-lipped as ever, revealing only what he deemed necessary. Their walk continued in silence, the sound of their footsteps echoing off the walls as they approached a large stone manor house. A lantern hung from its porch, casting flickering shadows on the ground below. As they reached the door, it creaked open, and a figure emerged, one Kale had expected to see tonight. "Ah, Kale," Thalos said, his voice like a sigh of relief as he stepped aside for them to enter. "I take it you've encountered the Entera?" His eyes held a spark of curiosity, but also a hint of unease, a feeling that something had shifted in the balance, even with the correction. Kale nodded, his mind racing to connect the dots. The events at the Forgotten Quarter played through his thoughts like a scene from a play he couldn't quite recall. "What's the significance of the Devourer?" he asked, his voice rough from disuse. As they entered the manor, Kale's eyes adjusted to the dim light within. The air was thick with the scent of old books and sandalwood, a comforting aroma that transported him back to a time when his life was simpler. Thalos led them into a cozy study, the walls lined with shelves that seemed to sag under the weight of leather-bound tomes. The door creaked shut behind them, and Lyrian took a seat on a worn armchair, her eyes never leaving Kale's face as she settled in. Thalos gestured for them to do the same, but Kale remained standing, his gaze drifting to the shelves that seemed to hold a thousand secrets within their weathered spines. "The significance of the Devourer," he repeated, his mind racing with connections and speculation. Thalos settled into a worn leather chair behind a massive wooden desk, steepling his fingers as he regarded Kale. "A package, much like the one you encountered tonight," he said, voice measured. "But this is no simple delivery. The Devourer has been feeding on hope in our city for months now, and the effects are spreading." He paused, his eyes seeming to bore into Kale's very soul as if searching for something hidden deep within. Lyrian leaned forward, her elbows on her knees, her gaze fixed intently on Thalos. "What do you mean, feeding on hope?" she asked, her voice low and urgent. Thalos's expression turned grave, the lines on his face etched deeper as he spoke. "It preys on the desperate, the downtrodden, those with no other options but to cling to the thin thread of hope. Its influence corrupts their minds, driving them to madness and despair." The air in the room seemed to thicken, heavy with the weight of Thalos's words. Kale felt a cold dread creeping up his spine as he connected the pieces: the abandoned streets, the whispers of the Entera's presence, the desperation that clung to the woman like a shroud. He took a step forward, his eyes locked on Thalos. "You're saying this is connected to my task," he said, his voice firm now. Thalos nodded slowly, his expression unreadable. "I'm saying it's connected to everything," he corrected. "The balance has been shifting for months now, and the Devourer's presence is the catalyst. We've tried to address it, but our efforts have only made things worse." His eyes flicked to Lyrian, then back to Kale, as if gauging their understanding of the situation. Lyrian stood, her movements swift and decisive. "What do you need us to do?" she asked, her voice clear and resolute. Thalos leaned forward, his hands clasped together in a gesture that seemed almost desperate. "I need you to find the source," he said, his words barely above a whisper. "The one who's been feeding the Devourer. We must cut off its influence before it's too late." Kale's eyes narrowed as he tried to comprehend the scope of Thalos's words. He thought back to his time in the Forgotten Quarter, the whispers, the feeling of being watched. It all made a twisted sense now. The Devourer was feeding on hope, but what or who was behind it? He turned to Lyrian, and she met his gaze with an unspoken understanding. Together, they'd find a way to cut off this influence. Thalos's eyes flickered with something like gratitude before he spoke again. Be cautious, both of you. The Devourer's presence is unpredictable. It can sense fear, anger, any strong emotion will only draw it in. He paused, his gaze drifting to a nearby shelf where a leather-bound book lay open, its pages fluttering as if the wind had rustled them. I've studied its patterns, but there are gaps in my understanding. I fear we're running out of time. Lyrian took another step forward, her hand resting on Kale's arm. We'll find a way, she said firmly, and Thalos nodded as if he'd expected no less from them. The tension in the room dissipated slightly, but Kale felt it building elsewhere in his gut, where the taste of unease lingered like a sour note in his mouth. He glanced around the study once more, the flickering candlelight casting long shadows across the walls. The air outside seemed to grow quieter, as if holding its breath in anticipation of what was to come. Kale took a deep breath, mentally preparing himself for the task ahead, tracking down the source, cutting off the Devourer's influence. He turned to Thalos, who'd watched them with an expectant expression. Tell me more about this source, he said, his voice firm. Thalos leaned back in his chair, steepling his fingers once more as if collecting his thoughts. From what I've gathered, it's a figure, or at least, that's how the Devourer perceives it. Someone who feeds it hope, allowing it to grow stronger with each passing day. His eyes seemed to bore into Kale's very soul, and he felt a shiver run down his spine. This person's influence is subtle, almost imperceptible, but it's the key to the Devourer's power. As Thalos spoke, Lyrian moved closer to the bookshelf, her hand reaching out to touch the open pages of the leather-bound tome. Kale's eyes followed hers, and he too felt a jolt of recognition. That's the Journal of Elwyn, she said softly, her voice barely above a whisper. Thalos's gaze snapped towards her, his expression intense. How did you know? Lyrian met his gaze evenly, her eyes never leaving his face. Because I recognized the writing style and because I've seen similar patterns before. Kale felt a prickle of unease as he watched Lyrian's words hang in the air, like a challenge to Thalos to reveal more. Thalos's eyes narrowed, his gaze still locked on Lyrian as if searching for secrets hidden beneath her words. The air in the room seemed to thicken, heavy with unspoken tensions. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he sensed the unease building between them. He broke the silence, his voice firm but measured. What do you know of Elwyn? He asked, his eyes never leaving Lyrian's face. Lyrian's gaze flickered towards Thalos before she spoke, her voice low and even. Elwyn was a member of our order, one who delved deep into the mysteries of hope and despair. Her words hung in the air like a challenge, and Kale felt a sense of foreboding creeping over him. Thalos shifted in his chair, his eyes never leaving Lyrian's face as if waiting for her to continue. We thought she'd lost herself to her research, Lyrian said finally, her voice barely above a whisper. The experiments she conducted, we couldn't save her. The weight of her words settled over Kale like a shroud, and he felt the sting of loss and regret. He'd sensed something in Lyrian's tone, a thread of sorrow that wove itself into his own memories of those he'd lost along the way. Thalos leaned forward once more, his elbows on his knees as if bracing himself for what was to come. Elwyn's research became tainted, he said, his voice measured. Her experiments with hope and despair opened a door we couldn't close. He paused, his eyes flickering towards the open journal on the shelf. The Devourer feeds on her work, growing stronger with each passing day. Kale felt the connection clicking into place. Elwyn's research was at the heart of the Devourer's power. He turned to Lyrian, his mind racing with questions and implications. You think Elwyn is still connected to this, he said, his voice firm but measured. Lyrian nodded, her eyes locked on his as if searching for understanding. Thalos's gaze flickered between them, a silent question hanging in the air what secrets lay hidden, waiting to be uncovered. Thalos's eyes seemed to bore into Kale's very soul, as if searching for a spark of understanding that he might not yet possess. "We must be cautious," Thalos said, his voice low and measured. "The Devourer will stop at nothing to maintain its influence." He paused, glancing at Lyrian before returning his gaze to Kale. "We can't risk sending you both into the unknown without preparing you for what's to come." Kale nodded, his mind racing with the implications of Elwyn's research and the Devourer's power. He felt a shiver run down his spine as he thought about the Forgotten Quarter, the whispers that had echoed through its streets. What if it was all connected? He turned to Lyrian, who met his gaze evenly. "We need to know more," he said firmly, "about Elwyn's research and how we can cut off the Devourer's influence." Thalos nodded, a small smile playing on his lips. "I've left some notes on the table. You'll find everything you need there." Lyrian moved towards the bookshelf, her hand reaching out to touch the leather-bound journal once more. Kale followed her, his eyes scanning the shelves for any sign of the notes Thalos had mentioned. His fingers brushed against a stack of papers tied with a piece of twine. He untied the knot and spread the papers out on the table, the words spilling out like blood from a wounded vein. Thalos leaned back in his chair, his eyes never leaving Lyrian's face as he spoke again. "You'll find that Elwyn's research was more complex than we initially thought. She'd discovered a way to harness hope itself, but it came at a terrible cost." The words danced before Kale's eyes, a morbid waltz of theory and speculation. He felt his mind reeling as he scanned the pages, trying to grasp the concept. Lyrian leaned in beside him, her breath whispering against his ear as she pointed out key passages. The room seemed to darken, as if the shadows themselves were growing restless. Thalos's eyes flickered between them, a silent question hanging in the air: would they be able to decipher the code before it was too late?